Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch, where we are here, we're watching Taylor, we're hanging out.
Yes.
Gia, how are we doing today?
Good, good. I don't want to start it off right away, but I was scrolling through TikTok, I say right now?
So Gia, we came in to record this and she said, I have some exciting news. And I said, is it good news or bad news? Because I don't like a surprise.
No,
I'm an anxious person. But now the suspense is killing me. However, if you think it's better to say at a different time, I don't even know what it is. I don't know what it is.
I know. I'm trying to figure out. I feel like I should just say it now.
Okay, say it now. Anticipation is killing me. What's going on?
Taylor's version of Look What You Made Me Do is dropping on episode 8 of the Dynasty New England Patriots.
What?
Yep.
What?
Yep.
That's hilarious. Does Dave know that?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
He just was watching the...
So they said that she...
He tweeted a minute ago that he was watching
episode 8. They've been waiting for her.
Caught up on the past Dynasty. Wait, that's so funny.
Yeah.
So
they asked her for permission. She watched the episode and greenlit it. Because they wanted to use the song... Shit. Then they realize that they don't have the Taylor's version of it.
True.
So they had to wait until she recorded it.
True.
Wait till she greenlit using it, and now it's been good to go.
So that's interesting you say, because we know that there are Reputation songs that are like done. Well, we know Reputation's done. It's obviously done. But there was another, I almost want to say it was.
You think it's fully done?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
It might have been like Yellow Jackets or like one of those shows on like Amazon,
FX something. Yeah.
Used the Look What You Made Me Do Taylor's version. I'm pretty sure. Or maybe not that song exactly. Another song from Reputation they used. I also know that ahead of release, Taylor allowed the maybe Wildest Dreams.
Yeah, Wildest Dreams was used for
Summer
for
I Turned
some
Pretty.
Okay.
Right?
No, I think Wildest Dreams was for... Loki, was it for that Ducks movie? Migration?
Oh my God, it was.
Yeah.
But there was one also for, maybe that's the, maybe Look What You Made Me Do is what I'm thinking of for Summer I Turned Pretty. Summer.
Well,
they use
a bunch of Taylor
Swift.
No,
that was, she used August, right.
They used a bunch of Taylor Swift songs in Summer I Turned Pretty. Snow on the Beach.
One of them, Delicate. They used Delicate for it. And that was in the summertime.
Okay.
So, and she gave them permission to use it ahead of time. So it's not unheard of for her to do this, but that is interesting that she's letting the Patriots do it.
Yeah. Tom Brady, I guess she watched the scene and she was like, shit.
Maybe, yeah. She must have had like, oh my God, I was so, Gia, like, I don't know what I thought that was going to be. I thought it was going to be like something about yourself and your life. And I was like, oh my God, what is Gia about to tell me? Like,
imagine,
oh my God,
I'm pregnant.
React? Like, no, literally, you're like, I have some really exciting news, but I'll wait to say it. And I was like, what could it be?
Yeah.
Thank God. Right.
No,
so
there's nothing exciting going on in my life.
All that's happening right now with this news is that my face is getting a little whiter. My cheeks are getting a little rosier in a circular motion right here.
Okay.
And I suddenly have a fluffy collar because here I am.
And your red lipstick
is touching my eyeballs because here I am yet again turning into a clown.
Yeah.
A lot of people are clowning this week.
I've been seeing a lot of stuff.
I haven't been partaking. I've been observing, but not partaking.
Yeah, good for you.
Taylor, of course, spent her weekend in Singapore.
Yep.
Which is very exciting. And it seems like Singapore is much more near and dear to her heart than we knew, because Andrea grew up there. What?
So crazy.
I saw the clip of her talking about it. Did you see?
No.
She goes on and says, Singapore is important to me. She said in the quote. She says, Singapore is important to me. My mom, my grandfather spent a lot of time traveling while my mom was growing up. And so she lived in Singapore when she was young for a while.
Crazy.
And every time they had toured there, they go back by her like old house and stuff and whatever. So interesting.
I feel
like I've never heard her talk about that.
I don't think I knew that either. I can't ever picture, I don't know, Singapore. I mean, I would love to. Singapore is like on the top of my bucket list. Like,
no,
big time.
But I have family. Well, family's not living there right now, but family from Singapore that I'm kind of like, you know, I just gotta work that
out. That's cool.
My cousin's wife.
Cool.
And daughter. And they now live in, I think, England somewhere. Yeah. somewhere in England. I don't want to say exactly where. I was about to be like, I know where they live. Yeah. You know, that's somewhere, weird. Like, doxing my family. But they lived in Singapore for a long time, and they always were like, you know, visit whenever. Yeah. And I was a little young at the time.
So
right?
far
I also
away.
Had no money, and I was like, I can't, you know, just, you know, my parents aren't going to just like fly me here to have fun.
Yeah.
Now I really, really am like down to go anytime.
Is that where they went in Crazy Rich Asians?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I want to go to like that boat on top of the building and shit. That's so cool. Yeah.
Shit is unbelievable. Also, that's where Crazy Rich Asians is like set.
Okay.
It's all in Singapore. Those books, by the way, I don't know if you've read like.
Yeah, they're so good.
So good.
So
like,
good.
Like incredibly good if you're into those, into that story. If you saw that movie and you really liked it, the books are unbelievable. I think there are three.
Yeah.
And they're just so, so good. And all has a lot to do with like Singapore stuff, and it just makes it seem like such an interesting place, not only to live but also to visit. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, our girl Taylor seems to be having a good time. She's hanging out, doing her best. Andrea grew up there. That's crazy.
So crazy.
But wow, that's interesting news about Look What You Made Me Do.
I know.
The past
so I
thing.
Feel like that makes.
Where
sense.
Did you see that? You saw it on TikTok?
Yeah. Yeah. It literally just came up on my For You page on.
I want to send it to Dave.
Yeah.
We'll do it after.
Yeah, do it after.
Because he'll love that. With that being said, again, not clowning, but we'll talk about Singapore, the songs and everything in a minute, because today we did wake up to the GMA trailer for the Eras Tour Taylor's version out a little bit earlier than we thought, March 14th at 9 p.m.
Oh, nice.
I think it was originally supposed to come out March 15th at midnight.
Oh.
But they changed it, you know, for a more manageable hour for the kids.
Love it.
And not complaining about that.
No.
There are, it also includes Cardigan, and it includes four extra surprise songs.
Did they say what the surprise songs were?
They didn't say what they were, but Taylor Nation tweeted out the trailer and then said, wait till the end. And so I waited till the end and I didn't get it at first. And then I listened carefully and it's Maroon.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can hear her say Maroon. Here, let's see if we can play it. It's worth playing.
Because I feel like that's like, going to be like my new shit. Like go-to pregame.
Without question.
Like I'm just going to put
oh
on
God,
the
Eras
Tour every time before I go out because it'll just pump me up.
It'll be permanently downloaded like forever.
Yeah, totally.
Let's see. Do-do-do. Why is...
I think you quote tweeted it, right?
I thought I did too, but I, you know,
go to
took
your
the
replies,
more difficult
maybe?
Way. Oh, here we go. I'm going to the... Okay, we're going to the end right now.
Okay.
Four additional acoustic songs.
This is one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah, yeah, totally.
Yeah. chills.
Yeah.
Chills. So amazing. We got Maroon. God.
Maroon.
What could the other songs be?
Ugh,
I have
I
no
hope they're
idea.
Cowboy Like Me, Right Where You Left Me, and
right. Yeah. I'm also hoping for The Lakes. I'm hoping
no, I feel
for...
like one would probably be like Getaway Car, maybe.
Getaway Car with Jack, probably.
Like maybe they'll do the both of New York Night One.
Mm-hmm.
It's four, you said, and
four
then maybe some
ones.
Other shows. Too.
I wonder if they'll do. Do you know if they were filming at all? Well, I guess every show is filmed to a certain extent, right?
Yeah,
like,
I guess
all
so.
Are
if
filmed.
They have the Maroon stuff,
right?
Like, yeah.
Because did she sing Maroon in L.A. at all? She might have.
I don't remember.
She might have.
Hmm.
But I ask only because that when she sang Exile and the crowd was singing back at her.
Yeah.
That should be included.
Oh,
I don't know. Where was that?
Yeah.
Was that in L.A.?
I don't remember where that was.
Wherever that was, they should dig up the footage. I don't care how bad it is. That was like how bad the footage
Yeah, that was
being.
Crazy.
That was insane. Like, it was one of the most magical things I'd ever seen. But I kind of feel like she's in Exile now a few times. So I kind of feel like Exile could make it in.
Yeah, I could see that. I'm trying to, like, maybe like one where she, like, maybe like a Gracie Abrams where they brought her out or something.
Could be.
I don't
could
know.
Be. That'd be a huge like
oh yeah for Gracie
thank you to Gracie
yeah oh yeah totally
yeah, my god could
yeah.
you imagine I mean that'd be great but like I'd be surprised
yeah I don't know just very exciting to see like what they're
stuff.
Gonna pick yeah
I can't wait but so Maroon confirmed we heard Maroon there I mean
yeah,
obviously
that
like,
has
it's,
to be it.
It's happening
Maroon.
I'm freaking the fuck out like it's incredible love it thrilled
yeah that's nice for you
but as far as surprise songs in Singapore we're still on our mashup
Yeah, still on the mashups.
Steez, you know. Night one.
Do you think she's doing mashups just so she can, like, get them all out of the way so that she can do the Tortured Poet songs for surprise songs?
No, I think that... So I really was thinking about it a lot. And she sang... I don't know how many tours she did in the United States. But she did, like, three every weekend in a different city for a year.
Yeah.
So that's, like, I don't know. What's math? 900 songs? No, that's crazy. No, because she wasn't doing mashups.
Yeah, no.
No, but they were different every night. So it's like six songs a week. Let's see. Six songs a week. I got to do the calculator. I'm sorry, y'all. Six times.
How many shows?
Let's say 200.
Did she do 200 in the United States? No. I think it was like...
Maybe like 100?
Yeah.
At least 100.
Yeah.
Okay, so 600 songs, right? Because they were different every night.
How many?
Because she started in March and ended in August.
Stops was Eras Tour USA.
March, April, May, June, July, August. That's 6 months.
52. 52 shows, it says.
There were 52 shows. Okay, yeah. Well, then I'm way off. I said 900. 52 times three, roughly. So that's like 150
146
songs.
Worldwide.
Okay. Okay, so that's a lot.
Wait, okay, no, sorry. How many Eras Tour shows are there in the U.S.? 149.
Okay.
I guess?
So that, okay. Because that makes more sense, because otherwise she would have only done like one. She was doing two or three a week for a long time.
I don't really understand.
Like no time off in between. So let's be conservative and just say 300. She sang 300, at least 300 different songs in the United States, right? All over the place. It makes total sense. She sang two different songs every night, roughly three times a weekend.
Yeah.
For 6 months. Like, there has to be at least 100 shows in there, I would think.
Yeah, but she has so many songs, so that's why I was thinking, like, by the time, like, and she has so many more European dates.
Well, wait. So let me explain the rest of what I was saying. Oh. That makes sense, though, right? Like, about 300 songs.
I can't get a straight answer because this says 52 shows. Wikipedia says 52 shows.
That can't be right. How many?
It seems like way more, but I don't think it is.
Shows in the Eras Tour US 2023. 152. Or no. That's including December.
It was Glendale, Las Vegas, Arlington, Tampa, Houston, Atlanta, Nashville, Philly, Foxborough, East Rutherford, Chicago, Detroit, Pittsburgh. Minneapolis, Cincinnati, Kansas City, Denver, Seattle. So maybe they're just saying the stops and not...
Here's a question. Yeah, how many cities?
In the U.S. 1, 2, 3, 4,
okay.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Okay, so then...
So 20 cities.
I would say... So that's like 60 shows.
Yeah.
20 times 3. Most of them were 3. Some of them were 2, but most of them were 3. We can just say 3. So that's like 60 shows times
2, 4, 6. 2.
Oh my God. This is like the story of my life. So like 120 songs. Taylor sang like 120 songs.
Yeah.
Different songs for the United States.
Okay.
The United States is one country, right?
Yes.
She goes to, right. Yes.
Yes.
Confident.
I know
that.
Say that. Yes.
United States is one country. She goes to Australia, also one country. She sings 20 something, so however many songs she sang with all the mashups and stuff like that. She's not going back to that country. So that country is already at a disadvantage. Like the United States got those surprise songs, despite the fact it was like one, you know, there were no mashups. She's trying to make sure that these people in these other countries who have traveled far and wide get their money's worth. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, that makes
it's
sense.
It's like they can fly across the country and go to another show and see more surprise songs. Like that, wherever, there were only 6 shows in Australia, whatever it is. Those are the only opportunities those people have to go see that show in Australia, unless they go to different countries.
Right.
So I think that these mashups are a really smart way to do this because it's just thinking of the fans. Like in Singapore, again, she'll have 6 shows in Singapore, and the people of Singapore aren't going to fly all over the world to see her. I mean, maybe some will, but not everybody. And I think that it kind of gives you the most bang for your buck.
Yeah, I agree with that.
That's probably the primary.
Yeah.
Problem. Like, I think... The European countries might not get as many mashups because people can travel around
very
so
easily.
But I think with places like Australia, Singapore, let's see where else. the UK. I don't know if they'll have, they might not even bother with them. Sweden, I bet, will have a lot of mashups. Portugal, for sure. Like
Germany.
There's only two shows in Portugal.
You know, she's going to Warsaw, Poland.
Yeah, I saw that.
Is that safe?
Switzerland. I don't know. She's going to Germany as well. Dublin, Ireland.
Well, Germany's fine.
Where does she go to? Yeah, Warsaw, Poland. Yeah, but she's going to many places in Germany. She's going to, I don't know.
Munich.
Gelsenkirchen.
Love it. Love that place.
One, two, three shows there.
That's my favorite vacation.
Two shows in Hamburg.
Yum.
Hamburger. Two shows in Munich. So,
Slay.
So she's three, four, five, six, seven. Seven shows in Germany. Wow. Big turnout for Swifties in Germany.
Hell yeah.
She'll be in Poland for 3 days.
Yeah.
She's doing Austria for 3 days as well. And then she's back to the UK. She
Interesting.
Goes to the UK twice. She's going in June. And then she's going again in August. I can't believe how many. Let's see.
There's so many dates. It's like literally insane. It makes no sense.
Why so many for them? Let's see. She's going to Scotland as well.
I was
going to
say Scotland.
Scotland. Three shows in Scotland.
Ireland.
She has Ireland as well, but she has three shows in Scotland. This is only in the United Kingdom. So Liverpool. No, I'm just going to go all UK. That's not. Okay. Three shows in Liverpool. A show in Cardiff. One, two, three shows in London. So that's seven. And then she goes back to London. One, two, three, four, five.
Oh.
More.
Wow.
Later on.
Okay.
So London Swifties, like.
They looked out.
So yeah. I don't know how many songs she's going to sing. She'll probably do individual songs for them because there's 100 fucking shows.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't know. So, regardless, the mashups, I think, are still working, still doing well.
Yeah.
I have never had a problem with it. I think it's still great. For Singapore, she did night one. She, on the guitar, sang Mine and Starlight.
Cute.
And then piano, I Don't Want to Live Forever, and Dress.
Yeah, that's when I sent you a bunch of Live Forever. Because I know I'll be living in pain. Such a banger. And I don't want to sing. Forever. I just wanna keep calling your name till you come back home. Whoa, oh, oh, oh.
I just wanna keep calling your name. Or Zane.
I know. She should bring him out. Oh my God, people would die.
She sings it in the UK and Zane comes out.
I sent you a bunch of videos of the contrast of her singing I Don't Wanna Live Forever the first time and then singing it again. She's like, the first time she's like, whoa, so sad, and the second time she's smiling so much and like 100%. I don't know, you could totally tell that
she's
at least seems happier. Yeah,
totally.
Yeah, just in general
you can always tell when she is like struggling, not struggling, but like kind of get going through it when singing the songs. She gets very breathy.
Baby, I feel crazy.
Like it's almost not even singing because she's like so breathy. And I actually love it. I think I'm like obsessed with that. It makes me feel so much more emotional. But she did sing. She said, "I'm gonna live forever" and Dress. And I do feel she sang Dress that way, like a breathy, sexy.
Oh, I bet this dress so you can take it off. I love that song.
Like always. And I also love that song.
Such an underratedly sexy song.
So sexy.
Yeah.
And another Reputation song.
Yeah, yeah.
Then night two, she sang. Oh, and this is another thing, Gia. Taylor Swift's listening to the show. Mm. And she's punishing us because she sang Long Story Short and The Story of Us.
Right.
Masha.
Long Story. That's the first time she ever did Long Story Short.
First time she ever did it. We just talked about that. Remember I just said? I was like, I love that song and we never play it. We never get it. And she literally played it like 2 days later.
The girl who does TS Eras Tour on Twitter, the one who like tweets everything. Yeah, she was there. And she really wanted Long Story Short.
Yeah,
so I'm happy for her that she got
Happy for her, too.
Yeah,
she really wanted that.
She really is on the grind with this shit.
She is, and she has been this whole tour.
Yeah.
Like, whoever she is, she's been crushing
it. Boots on
and
the ground.
She went to all three so far in Singapore.
Oh, nice.
And I believe she's going to another one more, like this upcoming week.
Shit.
That's a lot of shows.
Yeah, she's...
So good for her.
Yeah, good for her.
So we got Long Story Short, The Story of Us on guitar, and then Clean and Evermore.
Yeah.
Which is just, oh my goodness gracious.
Yeah, it would have hurt me more if, but I got Clean, so it's fine.
So true. I always, I had Clean at my show.
Yeah, I had full version Clean at mine, so.
Uh-huh, right.
I just, Evermore.
No, but you're right. That's a song where I want the full version.
Yeah.
Clean.
Evermore is so sad that I've been, it's been a big skip for me lately because it's like a little too sad where I'm like, I can't get into this mindset.
It's really sad. Also, yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong, I'm pretty sure she sang Evermore like a few times now.
I think she's done it. This is at least the second time. At I know least that. The second. Yeah.
Yes. I'm almost thinking that. But I don't know if she's done it
twice. She might have.
Maybe not. I might be
such
wrong.
Such a good. All of her Bon Iver.
Fantastic song. They're so good.
Yeah. So good. So good.
Unbelievable. And then the last show, it was Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So Monday, you'll be listening to this on a Tuesday. So yesterday, she sang Foolish One. Okay. Tell Me Why mashup on guitar.
Okay.
Which, they all refresh my memory? What is that song?
I'm sick and tired of your attitude. What I'm album? Feeling like you don't know. Fearless. You tell me that you love me, then push me around. And I need you like a heartbeat, but you know you got a mean streak. Makes me run for cover when you're not around. Here's to you and your temper. Yes, I remember what you said last night.
Go, girl.
And I know that you see what you're doing to me. Tell me why.
Yes. Banger. That was amazing. Why don't I couldn't even jump in. I
definitely botched some lyrics there, but yeah, that's the gist.
Fine. I don't even know. I'll have to listen to that song later. This is something else that I'm going to have to do before we go to Paris, Gia, is I need a...
You gotta brush up on your Fearless game.
Fearless, big time I need to brush up on. And I'll be honest.
Fearless is like what I listen
never,
to the most.
I was never that into Fearless. And then when the re-recording came out, I like wasn't even that hype then either. So
yeah, I didn't really...
I liked Mr. Perfectly Fine and I kind of stuck with that. And I didn't even really give the rest of it like good enough listens.
I
have to brush up on my
again,
Fearless.
Again, the Taylor's version, like I usually go to the stolen version for Fearless because it's just like it's the just nostalgia the factor of
sure,
it.
Sure.
And her voice.
It's fair. It's all personal preference. I think that what I need to do before we go to Paris is I need to have a day where I sit down and I listen to every single song, like debut to Tortured Poets.
I know. I need
and
to get back
have
into
the
my
lyrics
debut.
In front of me and read along with the lyrics every single one just to make sure that like that little girl who got the 22 hat. Yeah. Just to make sure that I at least know the chorus of all the songs, which I, up until very recently, thought I did. But it's become very clear to me that there are some gaping holes in my education, Fearless being one of them, Debut being another, and Red
really
being a dark horse
like,
one as well.
I feel like Debut is the only one. If someone put like a gun to my head and said any song that wasn't from Debut, I feel like I could do it. Like sing at least a couple
lines.
Yeah.
of a song. Yeah. I think if I was given a title of it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, if someone came up to you and was like,
I
sing
think I know
Debut, Sad, Beautiful, Tragic.
I know Debut better than Fearless, for sure.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Majority
yeah, I don't
of Debut,
think I do at
more
all.
Than Fearless. Like, if I'm going to, let's look at it now.
Like, I forget who got, like, Invisible in one other song, but, like, if I got Invisible, like, I would not know one lyric.
Head first, Fearless, and I don't know how
it gets better than this.
15, I know. 15. Love Story, yes. Hey, Steven, even that, I
love that song because I had a crush on a kid named Steven.
Right.
Hey, Steven, I can give you 50 reasons why I should be the one to choose. So cute.
I sort of know the tune, but I'm out.
White Horse, you
yeah,
have to know, obviously.
You belong with me, obviously. Yeah. Breathe, I'd have to hear it. I'd have to
breathe.
Hear it.
Breathe? I feel like I've said this a million times. The most underrated sad song of Taylor Swift.
Yeah, you have
it's
said that before.
It's 2 a.m. Feeling like I just lost a friend. Hope you know it's not easy. Oh, it's
yeah, not
really.
And then Tell Me Why.
Yeah.
Gun to my head. I did not know that song.
Tell
I just didn't
me
know
why.
It. You're Not Sorry, obviously. Yeah. The Way I Loved You. Always get stuck. And that's the way I loved you.
Breaking
that's
down and coming undone.
It's
yeah.
a roller coaster kind of rush.
Such a banger.
It's that gets in my head as well. Forever and Always, obviously. The Best Day.
Yeah, Best Day.
The Best Day, though, I have a really hard time with because I am always combining it.
To Never Grow Up?
No. Oh. With a song that's not even Taylor Swift. She's like, the best day.
With
the best
you.
Yeah, yeah, with you. Today. But the way that she says the best day, it reminds me of the song that's like, the best day of your life with me. Na-na-na-na-na-na. And it's just too late. I think it's like Kelly Pickler or something.
Ooh.
It's like a totally different song.
Oh, wait,
song.
I think we went, didn't
we
did. Talk
I
about that?
I think we've talked about
yeah.
this before, but it still stumps me. I think
yeah.
when we did the Fearless draft, I think that we talked
yeah,
about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it still stumps me to this day, and I cannot separate those two songs. So every time I see Best Day, I start singing
that song.
Hear that song,
yeah, I get that.
Me. Change, sorta. I know. Jump the fall. Yes. These things will Untouchable. Change. I couldn't sing a line right now. Just looking at it. If I'm looking.
I'm reaching out and I just can't tell you why. Untouchable like a distant diamond sky.
Damn.
I'm falling for you.
Maybe if I listen. That's the thing too. Is like. It's hard. It's just hard. Yeah. Forever and always, yes. Come in with the rain, yes. Superstar, eh. Sweet, Other Side of the Door, yes. Sweet, Today Was a Fairy Tale, Superstar. Yes. You All Over Me, I love.
Yeah,
that
I love
song.
That song.
Miss Perfectly Fine, love.
See, I don't we know.
Were Happy's fine. Like I know the Vault tracks better.
Oh, That's I don't know. We Were decent. Happy. I don't know. Don't You? And I don't know. Bye Bye. I only
bye,
know.
Bye Bye. Baby,
bye. Bye.
Yeah.
Literally, that's right. It. Bye bye.
Bye bye. That's all you know.
Everything's bye-bye, baby.
And that's tough. Like, that's a harsh truth.
You got to brush up on your Fearless, queen.
I am way behind on Fearless. Like,
yeah.
I also, Fearless was never my album, you know? Like, that was another...
Fearless is...
Speak Now was my album.
Like, that was my... Yeah, like, my when I was younger.
Yeah. Right. And so, and Speak Now came out later, like... I don't know. Like, I liked Fearless, but again, I was still on debut when Fearless came out. Like, I was still loving, like, Tim McGraw, yes. Picture to Burn, yes. Tears on My Guitar, Place in This World, Cold as You, Outside.
Yeah.
Tidy,
like, I don't know. I don't know Outside.
Stay Beautiful.
No, I know Stay Beautiful.
Should have said no. Mary's Song is the one that
you need to learn.
I need to learn. Yeah. I knew the song, though, but I don't know the lyrics. Our song, yes. I'm Only Me When I'm With You.
Oh,
obviously.
Love that song.
Invisible, yes. Perfectly Good Heart.
Friday
Perfectly
night
Good Heart.
Beneath the Stars.
I need to re-listen to. I 100% know Debut better than Fearless.
Hmm.
100%. Wow. Without question.
Interesting.
So I was still liking Debut when Fearless came out, and I like all the hits off
Fearless. Is Fearless 2012?
2008.
Oh, Fearless is 2008?
Yes, and Speak Now was 2010.
Wow.
I know. And Debut is 06.
Wow, that's crazy to me. Why did I think it was...
So Debut came out when I was... Yeah, 2006. Debut came out the year that I was like, I got my learner's permit and was about to get my license.
Hell yeah.
And then, like, I was driving around to Debut, you know, picture, just another picture to burn.
Yeah.
In my red Mustang convertible with the top down. So those songs, like, get me going.
Yeah.
But Fearless came out 2008. It was right around the time that I was graduating high school and going to college. So all I was listening to at that time was, like trap house bullshit that you would listen to whenever we were, like, drinking beers
whatever. I get that.
So I really fell off. Same with Red. Red came out while I was in college.
Yeah.
And I know the hits, but I don't know the deep cuts because I was too busy listening to fucking, you know, Marshmello.
Hell yeah.
Shit, like, every
Fuck
day.
Yeah.
Which was great at the time, but now it's greatly affected my Taylor Swift knowledge. But then everything past that, you know, I feel very confident about.
Yeah, yeah.
Also,
I just also have, I have a very, my brain, I think, like, my mom's the same way. Like, my brain works in such weird ways. Like, I can hear a song once and, like, I can.
I'm like
I,
that. I'm like
I'm
that
very
with
good
a lot
with
of
lyrics.
Ways.
So I can, like, just remember lyrics from, like, any song.
I'm really good with lyrics as well in that way. As long as I've heard. Also, a thing that I'll do. Or a thing that's really easy for me to do is, like, you'll put on one of these songs where I'm like, I don't know that song.
Yeah.
By the end of the song, I'm singing the whole song. Yeah, like, it's just, I need like, to hear three lyrics, and then I know the whole chorus, I know the whole thing, and then I can sing that song whenever. I just need to be paying attention to it.
Yeah.
And I just feel like some of the songs I didn't pay attention to. So shame on me. Shame on me. Strike on my
record. Not big losses from Singapore, I feel
not
like.
Not big losses. Yeah. Oh, wait, the other two songs were, it was Foolish One and Tell Me Why, and then This Love and Call It What You Want.
Ooh, cute.
On piano, which are good. Yeah.
I all songs have some sort of, like
a
bridge that brings them together.
Totally.
Yeah.
I agree completely.
Oh,
really
love
sweet.
This love. So good. Did I ever tell you a story about when I was in Philly and... That was our surprise song, and we were at a restaurant before the concert.
Oh, yes, you did.
Yeah, and they played This Love like four times.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend goes, I wonder if this is going to be our surprise song.
It's
and we're
so
like, oh my God,
funny.
That'd be so crazy, whatever.
Do you remember the name of the restaurant?
Yeah, Chicken Pete's.
How
Chicky
random.
And Pete's. I wonder if Chicken Pete's had the inside scoop.
If they have, right, if they have inside
yeah,
info
they
or
the
something.
Inside scoop.
Like, because how crazy
it
is that?
It was crazy,
like,
yeah.
For them to just replay it a few times? Like, that makes no sense to me unless somebody knew something. So I don't know. But yeah, nothing crazy. I think Singapore deserves all those great songs.
Yeah.
Nothing in there I was really hurt by. Long story short, I was pretty bummed about. But she can sing them again. Yeah. Not a big deal. Yeah. I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to cry about it.
Did you see Barry Keoghan was at the show?
He's next on my list. Oh, perfect. Barry is down bad for Sabrina Carpenter. Ooh, go Sabrina. Yes. Go girl.
I'm so happy for her.
So happy for her. Literally. Barry Keoghan. We're not quite, well, Jacob Elordi once said Keoghan, so that's why I said Keoghan.
I always say Keoghan because my last name is Keoghan, so I wanted us to have that in common,
me and Barry. But, you know, close enough. My Irish brethren,
yes,
love him to death.
Love him to death. I'm such a stan of him and her together. I love them together.
And we really haven't seen much of them together, except for like maybe the occasional walking paparazzi shot.
Yeah.
So now
they
we
had their own little Travis and Taylor moment, which was super cute. Did you see him reacting to her nonsense outro?
Yes. So cute, covering his mouth and just being so like, oh my god, he's just perfect
because he's a short king and she is a short queen.
I also think that they are both and maybe this is just because of the roles that Barry has played, but I think it does, that does kind of lend to the person that he is in real life, the kind of roles that he takes on. They're both weirdos.
Yeah, he's a little
freak. They're
both
like dark freaks, like in a fun way.
Yeah.
And I think they're also both very smart in like a literature way.
Yeah, totally.
So them together just feels like a
really good match. If you look at if you watch the music video for Feather, Sabrina Carpenter, so good. And I think it could literally be a part of Saltburn, you know?
100%. Yeah.
It's
fantastic. And she's just, she's so cute.
I just wish I looked like her.
She's so teeny tiny.
She's so little. She's so beautiful. The way she does her makeup, like she glows.
Her skin is amazing.
Her hair.
What are these bitches doing with their skin? I know. Both of them. You think
when
they have
she
the
sings
same skincare
Dancing
routine?
Queen, like it's literally like she's an angel, and she's just
that
gorgeous.
Thick ass hair.
Yeah, her voice is incredible. Mm-hmm. You know, I really see Great things for Sabrina Carpenter.
Me too.
I can't wait. Because apparently she's coming out with another album sometime soon.
Oh, hell
soon.
Yeah. Let's go. Yeah. Let's go. Now that I'm fully on board, when you told me to do my research and listen to her album, I did, and I loved it.
Yeah,
I loved
it. It's so good. It's crazy. It came out in 2022, too, which is like wild.
I know.
But yeah,
no,
she
is so talented.
I am obsessed with her, literally.
I am, too. And so,
I'm sad that she won't be a part of Paris.
I am too. I'm devastated. Yeah. We get Paramore, which is equally exciting.
Equally exciting.
Love Paramore. Love Hayley Williams.
Yeah, yeah.
I do love Sabrina a lot. But yeah, so congrats to Barry and Sabrina for having a cute little running kiss moment.
Yeah.
So cute. Then they watched the rest of the show together in the VIP box.
So cute.
Being adorable. Barry looking, you know, excited, cheering, clapping a little bit.
What's his real name? Bartholomew? Do you know?
Oh, I have no idea. I've never looked that up.
Barry Keoghan, real name. I'm just confused what Barry's short for.
That's a great question.
Barry. Oh, I think his real name is Barry.
It just says Barry. Yeah, it's nowhere else.
Yeah. Okay, for some reason
early
I thought.
Early life.
Keoghan.
That's how people
Keoghan.
Say it.
Okay. For some reason, I really thought
people
that
just
his.
Just saying Barry.
Name would be like Bartholomew or something, but I guess not.
He does look like he could be a Bartholomew. Is that what Barry? What?
Like, what is Barry short for?
Yeah, I'm looking for
Barry.
Barrick or Barrington. It's also a name in its own right.
Okay, Barry.
Hmm.
Barrick. Barrington.
It also says alternatively, Barry is a patronymic form of the personal name Henry. What?
Barry is a name for Henry.
That makes no fucking
sense. I just could never imagine.
Oh, it's a Gaelic name.
Okay.
Barry, B-A-I-R-E. It's, and they're shortened.
Okay, that makes sense.
So it's like which makes sense because Irish, you know.
Right. I can't ever imagine hooking up with a guy named Barry and being like, oh, Barry.
I would call him Bear all the time.
Bear's cute.
I would call him Bear all the time. Like, I have a friend, Jeremy, I call Jer all the exclusively.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Like, in conversation, I'd be like, oh, my friend Jeremy. But to him, I'm always like, Jer.
Yeah.
It's just a...
You can't date a guy.
It just makes more sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Barry.
Yeah. Barry.
Oh, Barry.
Who else is named Barry?
Barry.
I don't know any other Barrys.
He might be the only famous Barry and the only Barry that I know.
Halle
Berry. Famous
and she's
Berries.
Barry, not even Barry.
Barry Newman, no idea who that is. Nope. Barry Tubb, Barry Bonds.
Barry Bonds.
Barry Bonds
there
is the
go.
Only.
There you
the
go.
Rest of them, no idea.
No one cares who they are.
Yeah.
No one cares who they are.
Sorry to these berries.
To all the other berries. Sorry to these berries. Yeah. I don't know these men. Yeah. Sorry to these berries. Yeah. I only know one.
Yeah.
And he's living la vida loca.
Literally. You know? Living he's his best crushing life. It right Happy now. For him.
Happy for him. Fun stop for him to go visit to as well. Totally. Singapore, cool place. And also, too, like she's done after Singapore, so maybe they're going to spend
a little time together, hanging out, or whatever.
So that's just exciting stuff.
So exciting.
Love is in the air all over the place. It really is. We love to see it. We love to hear it.
Do we though?
For the sake of the pod, we love love.
Yeah, we love it. I'm not jealous or anything. Fuck.
No. It's so cool. Everything is great.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything is so good. Mm-hmm. An added note about Singapore. I read a little ditty before I came in here. Someone says that Singapore paid Taylor to perform there.
What?
I don't believe that at all.
People are like, Singapore paid Taylor
$3 million to like put them on the tour stops.
What? No fucking way.
I was like, I don't buy that for shit.
Yeah, I don't buy that for
shit.
I don't know
what that's about.
No way.
Because we'll move past that. I think that she chooses.
$3 million to her is like 20 bucks.
Yeah, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Also, I don't think that she was never not going to put Singapore on. Like she, well, to be fair, so many countries and cities and people do want her to have these tours in their town because it does great things for
the economy, totally.
As we know. So I understand why people would want to be like fighting for the opportunity. However, she's going to pick the places that she has the most fans. She's not going to pick some random place because they gave her $3 million now go performing in Singapore.
Yeah.
She's picking Singapore because she has a close personal tie to it, Andrea, having grown up there, and also a massive fan base there.
And she went there for 1989 tour. Yeah, I don't know.
She's been there for other tours. So I don't think that there's any backdoor dealings going on as far as like paying her to come perform in their city. Yeah. Like that's just not what's going on here.
I don't think that makes sense.
No. Mm-mm. I also don't know if she alone is the one that like decides the store. The places. Tour stops.
Yeah.
I'm sure they give her a list. Yeah. I'm sure she says, like, let's make sure we go here, and here, the best, like, the places I know the most. And then they're like, okay, and we're also doing, like, the rest of these places. And she's like, yeah, for sure. Like,
I also wonder.
I'm just thinking about whenever people in here plan tours.
Yeah.
And how they pick the, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry. Keep interrupting.
That's the only Asian stop, Asian countries, tour stop?
Japan was in the beginning. Okay. And then Singapore. Right. Yes, Singapore, I think, is the only other one. Like, she's not going to China, but I don't think.
I don't even know.
I don't think she could.
Like, yeah, I was going to say. I don't know if she could. Because I was thinking, like, South Korea, but I don't know. Like,
no, she's definitely not going there.
No, yeah, I know that.
Spain, Switzerland, Germany, Austria, UK, Canada, Vancouver. Nothing else.
I wonder why that is. But I mean, Singapore is like a huge hub for it's just like a poppin' city.
It's a really, it's also very like, current. It's a really like metropolitan kind of place.
Yeah.
Like it's not, very like with the times, you know what I mean? If that makes sense.
Right.
So not surprised. Love it. But I don't think at all that Singapore paid Taylor.
Do you know Taylor Sheesh?
Yes, I do. I only just learned about Taylor Sheesh, by the way. Because
Taylor Sheesh has been taking over the globe.
The Philippines, right? Yeah.
She has seriously. She put on was it outside of Singapore? It was somewhere. Maybe it was in Japan. I don't remember. She put on her own Taylor Sheesh concert outside of one of Taylor's concerts, and it literally looked like Taylor Swift was there.
There was so many people.
She sells out malls all over the Philippines. Like Taylor Sheesh is that good. Is that girl?
The reason I know about Taylor Sheesh now is because did you see everybody screaming for her to get the 22 hat?
Oh, they wanted to.
Everyone was like, Taylor Sheesh. And this is where the people get a delusional head.
Right.
They were all, harassing Taylor Nation, being like, Taylor Sheesh deserves the hat.
Yeah.
She's done a lot for the fan base and whatever. But here's my question. And some other people were talking about this online.
Like, does she want impersonators?
Right.
Yeah.
That's exactly what.
Yeah.
And I think no.
No.
I think it's wonderful that Taylor Sheesh is doing her best to spread the word of Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, she's making money off Taylor Swift, dressed as Taylor Swift, performing as Taylor Swift, playing her music, doing whatever.
Right.
I don't know if encouraging that by giving her the 22 hat
is the best idea. Yeah.
I do think at some point, Taylor Swift and Taylor Sheesh will meet.
I would love that.
I don't
that.
Know when or where.
Collab
or
of the century.
Maybe not even a collab, just like a photo.
Yeah.
Like, I think, like, acknowledge it.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you for keeping my fandom alive and well out here while I'm at
Yeah, because it's like,
here.
If I can't see Taylor Swift, I might as well see
might
Taylor Sheesh.
Might as well see Taylor Sheesh. I'm going to start. Every time I see, like, someone who looks like Taylor Swift but isn't Taylor Swift, I'm going to call them Taylor Sheesh.
Sheesh.
Like, move over, Ashley. Like, we're talking about Taylor Sheesh now.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's what's going on there.
Yeah. I love that.
But yeah, so Taylor Sheesh dressed up as Taylor Swift's VMAs outfit, I believe.
Yes.
Did you see? Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, with the bejeweled, like, whatever.
She has the full-on fucking fits.
Something crazy is going outside, but for a
second. Siren.
It was a siren, which normally wouldn't pique my interest, but for some reason, the way the siren was going off, it sounded like the Dune score.
Oh.
And I was like,
Yeah.
I was like, Dune?
Yeah.
Dune is so in my brain. I saw Dune.
Paul Atreides?
I can't stop talking about Dune.
I know. So good. If you guys haven't seen it, please go see it.
Gotta
you have
see
to
Dune
see it.
Too. Watch to the first one's on HBO Max. Watch,
yeah,
it
watch the first one.
And then go see the movie.
Yeah.
Back to back. So good.
Yeah.
Just for Timothée Chalamet alone. For Zendaya alone. Like, they both are like. Ooh.
Timothée Chalamet.
Rebecca Ferguson.
Oh, my God.
Everyone's
so good.
Everyone's
so good.
Just unbelievable. Timothée
Chalamet's
so
hot.
And you should go see it. Not that it matters. But the Oscars are this Sunday. And
oh my God, they are.
Dune is not nominated, I don't believe. For
no,
anything.
No, it will be next
it
year.
It'll be next year. But, like, it's still fun to watch movies ahead of the Oscars and be like, ooh.
Yeah.
Get in the good movie mindset.
I gotta,
before
yeah,
you go
I gotta
to the Oscars.
Watch Anatomy of a Fall. And,
same, I need to watch that too. And Past Lives, I need to watch as well.
I did Past Lives. Mm. Triangle of Sadness. Or Triangle.
Oh, that's an old one.
Oh, wait, no. What am I thinking of? Anatomy of a Fall and. There's one other one that's nominated. Let me look it up. Best Picture.
I think I know what you're talking about, but I can't think of the name either.
Mm-hmm. Zone of Interest is what I mean.
Zone of Interest.
Yeah, Anatomy
yes.
of a Fall and Zone of Interest is
yep,
what I
yep,
need
yep,
to
yep,
see.
Yep, yep, yep.
I also need to see American Fiction,
mm-hmm.
but the rest of them.
Is American Fiction available anywhere? It was in the theaters still up until like last
I'm
week.
I'm not sure.
So I don't know if it's
I'm
about,
not sure.
Because I would like, I'm dying to see that too.
Yeah. But I've seen Holdovers, Poor Things, Oppenheimer, Barbie, Past Lives.
Yep.
Oh, actually, I didn't see Killers of Flower Moon either.
Oh, it's good. Killers of Flower Moon is good. It is
so
long. It's long.
Like, I can't
yeah,
with
it's
these.
Long and you feel the length.
Yeah.
Like, it's one of those movies.
Like,
no,
Dune
not,
is so long, but it feels like 15 minutes.
Dune is, right. It's high action.
Yeah.
A lot of, like, storytelling stuff, but then also, like, it you know, visually stunning. Killers of the Flower Moon, not so much. Like,
yeah.
It's historical.
Yeah.
Feeling, you know, so it's like that vibe. But, you know, the acting is great.
Mm.
Lily, what's her face? Like
Gladstone. Yeah,
fantastic.
She's fantastic.
So good. So, yeah, whatever. All those people are good. But get yourself in the movie mindset with Dune 1 and 2 because it's
mm-hmm.
just fun.
Yeah.
Before we move on from Singapore, we'd be remiss not to mention, of course, the fourth and final album cover alternate and a new song
yep.
The Black Dog which a lot of speculation about this
okay
people
I haven't
are saying
seen any like speculation. Theories or anything online
so everyone thinks Black Dog is like a euphemism a conversation like in conversation people will refer to the Black Dog when talking about depression as
okay.
like a something that's following you around all the time
okay.
and whatever.
Okay, guys, quick commercial break. This is for BetterHelp. Taylor Watch is sponsored by BetterHelp. We love BetterHelp here at Taylor Watch. We love therapy. A lot of us spend all of our lives wishing that we had more time. But the question is, the time for what? And if time was unlimited, how would you use it? I feel like that's something I'm constantly asking myself, like, where does the time go? Time is moving so fast. Like, we're always just so focused on what's in the future, what's in the past, rather than focusing on, like, right now. And the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help find what matters to you so you can do more of it. I have benefited from therapy my whole life. I started therapy when I was in college. It's made me become a better friend. It's made me become a better partner in my relationships. I think it's made me realize like a lot about myself, which is a huge, huge thing. Even when like I don't have too much going on in my life, I still like to go to therapy because it gives me time to just talk about like the little things, you know, even the littler things in your life that you think like aren't a big deal. Or I shouldn't talk about that in therapy. It's the perfect time. You know, it's time to take advantage of having someone to listen to you and talk about your problems. You can learn how to set boundaries, and it empowers me, and it empowers a lot of people to, you know, just better themselves. So if you're starting, or if you're thinking of starting therapy, you should definitely give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, which makes it so much simpler, so much easier. You don't have to worry about like rushing to an appointment or anything like that. So it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. It's super easy. You just have to fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. So that's huge, because when I first started therapy, I did not really like the first therapist I was given, and it's really not a big deal at all. You're not going to find you may or may not find your perfect fit right away. So having the option to switch therapists at no additional charge is huge. So learn what makes you happy with BetterHelp and visit BetterHelp.com/TaylorWatch today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/TaylorWatch. TaylorWatch, no spaces. So that's TaylorWatch. And yeah, I can't speak highly of BetterHelp. Seriously, it's helped me so much. Just talking about the little things and letting it all out, it's really nice to just have someone to listen to you talk about whatever you want to talk about. So yeah, go to betterhelp.com/TaylorWatch and get 10% off your first month.
Anyway, Black Dog. Very curious about it. People think that it has something to do with depression, like I said, and I do agree with that, actually.
Yeah.
That's a comparison I've heard before.
Okay.
As a depressed girly. Yeah. You know. But I think that the original theories of it being like five covers, the stages of grief, whatever, blah, blah, out the window.
Yep.
And I'm just excited to see and hear these songs.
Yeah. It's interesting. I was like, the manuscript, the albatross, the black dog. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But
they feel like chapters of a book or something.
Yeah,
like,
definitely.
I don't know.
The Black Dog to me is the Martha's Vineyard brand.
Right, of course.
Yeah. I was like, they're getting some good PR hype.
Good PR right now. A little bit of what's it called? The search engine. You know, like
a good Google cash, search. Good if Google you look cash up, yeah, or yeah, whatever. Yeah. The Black Dog.
Yep. So good for them. I personally laughed the hardest at somebody tweeting a picture of Joe Alwyn's dog, which happens to be looks like a black dog.
Yeah,
I don't think he's a black dog.
Brown. Yeah.
He's like one of those dogs that has like like marbled.
Yeah.
And but somebody tweeted the picture where the dog is looking darker.
Yeah.
And was like, "What did you do?" Which was hilarious. Yeah. Because the dog's making like a pouty face. It's really funny. But I don't know. I think that we are entering a time where she definitely touched upon like depression and stuff and Midnights a little bit. Folklore, I think, did touch on those things, but she pretended like none of those songs were about her real life. And they were all fake songs. Like, oh, I'm just storytelling about depression. I don't actually have it.
Yeah.
It's like, girl, yes, you do. Don't lie to us. And so I think now she's finally done lying and being like, yeah, I'm depressed as fuck. Like, it doesn't matter how famous or rich I am.
Yeah.
Like, shit still sucks. Yeah. And shit still hurts when it hurts. And I think that we're going to see a lot of that, especially maybe with the black dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
Curious.
Yeah.
Curious to know.
I really can't put a finger on what I think this album is going to sound like. Like every day I think it's going to sound different, and then I see some stupid spoiler thing or something and I'm like, oh god, like what? Is it going to be synth pop? Is it going to be like more of folklore? And I don't know, I just, if everything points towards like more of a folklore Evermore vibe, but I really think it's going to be like a Midnights vibe again.
I think
like
so
a synth
too.
Pop.
I think it's going to be a Midnights folklore mashup vibe. That's what I'm thinking.
Would love that.
She also took a photo with Lisa from Blackpink.
Yes.
Not here's a question. Do you know
Rose.
The answer? It's Rose,
yes.
Not Rose.
Rose. Oh, I don't know.
Because there's an accent over her E, so I don't know.
Oh, is it Rose?
I have no idea. I asked Rhea and Fran as well and they didn't know.
Oh god. So, all I know is she's notorious for being the omen of death when it comes to relationships.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So that is why we all believe Taylor took a picture with Lisa from Blackpink, but Rose/Rosé was not there for a
Thank
photo.
God.
Thank God.
Thank
because,
God.
Because, again, we want to keep Travis around.
Yes.
Oh, speaking of Travis. Wait. No, there's more stuff to talk about Taylor, and then we'll talk about Travis at the end. Another thing I want to bring up. Everyone keeps making jokes and freaking out over Taylor wearing that body, that one bodysuit for Midnights.
Okay.
With the cutouts and like whatever. The like sexiest one she has. I don't know why people are surprised by this. People are like, she lost all of her other costumes. Like, this is the only one she's wearing.
They forgot it,
Forgot it at home. Like, blah, blah, blah. I think that on this tour, she is now in, like, an unbelievable amount of shape from when she started the tour.
Totally.
And I think that her costumes that she had fitted at the beginning of the tour, specifically the Midnight's costumes, which are those, like, thick-ass bodysuits, like, almost like a lover bodysuit.
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever. They're probably just too big right now. Mm. And she's probably getting them, like, fixed a little bit.
Yeah.
And she's wearing this one because the one that she wears is mostly sheer and it's a lot, like, tighter.
Yeah.
And it is, like, a little, you know, like, she's got a little more cheek popping out on the bottom. It's just, like, cuter, to be honest, than the other ones. But even when she wore the other ones, I always kind of felt like she was swimming in them.
Mm.
So I do think, like, that she's they're probably just getting fitted. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't think it's, like... Or maybe she just really likes it.
She's maybe
like,
she just really likes it.
I look hot in this. I want to wear this one.
Maybe she does. Maybe she does. I just remember like the one of them specifically being so. It's just that thick beading. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you can't move if it doesn't fit you right. You can't move right. And now that she, like I said, she's done a year's worth of tours. She does that like 3-hour cardio.
Oh my god!
All that shit all the time.
I can't even imagine.
She's so like strong.
Yeah.
Like you can see it in her arms. You can see it. In her body, she's so strong, and I feel like, you know, this is the only one, this is the one that looks the best right now.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
she's popping off.
Yeah,
she's got to highlight those abs.
Oh yeah, totally. It's like it's literally cut out like to the shape of her abs.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
Up. It is.
Yeah.
So, but people online will not like drop it. Like they will not.
That's so
stop
weird.
Tweeting. Like, well, to the point where Taylor Nation quote tweeted like people kept saying it and they joked around about it. They were like, "LOL, yep, she forgot him," like something like that.
Yeah,
but I was like,
I think people use the outfits as like clues or whatever.
Totally,
so they probably feel like it's some sort of clue when it's probably just like what you're saying.
It's probably literally nothing.
Yeah.
I just think it's like it's either at the cleaners or it's like getting refitted or something. Like there's no but I compared to the other bodysuits, the one that she wears now for Midnights all the time is just a lot more like there's a lot more flexibility in it than the other ones, if you remember.
Yeah.
So I wanted to say that. The last thing Taylor related is something I just saw and I'm hesitant to even like I was like do I blog this is it real whatever time will tell that Taylor is related to Emily Dickinson.
Yes, I saw this.
What
as
do we
well
think about this?
Today it was
yes,
on today's
today
show
thing. Did you see
announced?
The thing I sent you?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, so let's just read the article.
They're like six cousins.
Today.com. yes,
three
it's,
times
it's
removed.
Six cousins three times removed. Yeah. That's what they're saying. It looks like Taylor Swift's penchant for words is in her blood.
Hmm.
Genealogy company Ancestry has found that the Cruel Summer singer, whose upcoming album is titled The Tortured Poets Department, is related to legendary American poet... Oh, Hoda popped up. Okay. Legendary American poet Emily Dickinson, today exclusively revealed March 4th. They are sixth cousins, three times removed. Swift and Dickinson both descended from a 17th century English immigrant. Swift's ninth great-grandfather and Dickinson's sixth great-grandfather, who was an early settler of Windsor, Connecticut. Ancestry shared with Today.
How would they even get her DNA to do
so
this?
So that's what I'm... That's what, okay. Taylor Swift's ancestors remained in Connecticut for six generations until a part of her family eventually settled in northwestern Pennsylvania, where they married into the Swift family line. Which, again, how do you know that? Interestingly, well, Swift herself has publicly referenced the 19th century poet while talking about the different types of lyrics she writes for her songs. Blah, blah, blah. My lyrics sound like a letter written by Emily Dickinson's great-grandmother while sewing a lace curtain. That's me writing in the quill genre, she said. And in 2022, while receiving Songwriter Artist of the Decade Award... Blah, 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 blah. That's pretty much it.
They don't say how.
That's their only proof, is that Ancestry told them.
Yeah.
I just feel like.
I wonder if maybe one of her relatives did it, and that's how they figured it out.
Maybe, and sold it to. But even that, I don't trust.
Ancestry.com, like, I don't really know what the T is behind those, like 23andMe, Ancestry.com. Like,
I don't
know.
I don't trust it.
I don't really trust it either until she comes out and says, like, yes, Emily Dickinson is my cousin.
Right.
But, like, is it shocking? No, not at all.
Of course it's not shocking. Not even in the slightest. But
it's like,
I
feel like Emily Dickinson is just like Taylor, like, she's.
That is Taylor Swift.
Emily Dickinson reincarnated. Yeah.
100%. I do think it's weird for, like, like today to be posting that. Like, that sounds like a
random outlet,
you know what I mean? So, but why are we hearing this now also? Like, if it's a credible source, exclusively learned, like, blah, 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 like, why are we hearing this? What's going on?
Something it must have been a relative or something. Right? Like, a cousin or someone did Ancestry.com and they were able to piece it together through that. Because,
very
like,
random.
Yeah, it is very, very random, but very cool.
Like, oh, wow, totally cool. But someone in our family would be like, oh, wow, you know, I'm related to Emily Dickinson. Let me sell this. I'm also related to Taylor Swift. Let me sell this information to the Today Show.
Probably.
Like, that's, that's what I'm saying. Like, that to me is weird.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We'll have to see. It would be amazing. That'd be so cool. What a cool thing.
So cool.
So I'm very
I would
very
love
curious.
To do that and find out I'm related to, like, Edgar Allan Poe.
Right? Would be great. I am paranoid to do Ancestry.
So am I.
My dad has made me paranoid about it. His whole thing is like, I don't need the government with my DNA. And I'm like,
oh,
right,
well,
dad,
honestly, my
they already
dad,
have
no,
it, by the way.
My dad is the same way. We went to the the Edge and like they took like a family photo and he like hid his face and we're like, smile. And he goes, I don't want them having my picture.
Like, no, really? Like,
I was
people
like,
are starting to get paranoid.
You're
like
on
that.
Instagram, dad.
You're
like,
everywhere.
You're good. Like,
you're everywhere.
They already know who you
it's
are.
It's already too late.
Yeah,
if
it
you,
is.
If you right now, presently, are trying to keep your face off of photos and off the internet or whatever, it's too late, babe.
It's too late.
It's too late.
It was very funny.
They have everything about us, including our DNA, probably. So, anyway, but somebody, you know what it is? My other reason why I'm afraid of it is because I always hear horror stories about people
like
coming out of the woodwork.
Oh.
Like people who, like
and
finding
like
out weird stuff.
Ask for money and shit?
Yes and no. So I have a friend who has a lot of friends who have done this.
Yeah.
Weirdly, who have had crazy stories about it. Like people that she directly knows. So not like, you know, heard from her, wherever. People will go on and if you do Ancestry.com or whatever it is, it will tell you like, oh, there are other people in your family that have also done it. Like, do you want to connect with them?
Yeah.
You don't already know them. And a lot of the time, it'll be like someone that you don't know.
Yeah.
And there have been a lot of like surprise, like I didn't know I was adopted or I didn't know my
dad
was adopted.
Right,
or, I didn't know that he had another family. And it's like that kind of shit. And so that makes me be like, I also just sometimes don't know how much I trust it.
Yeah, I know. I don't really know either. And
could
I kind of, I'm in the process right now of getting my, getting dual citizenship, which is very cool.
Amazing,
yes.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Where, Italy?
Italy, yeah.
Cool.
So, like, we've been deep diving into, like, my dad's side of the family.
Of course.
And, like, yeah, everyone's from Italy. Like, everyone on my dad's side's from Italy. Everyone's from my mom's side's from Italy. Like,
it's amazing.
It's kind of, that's it.
I want to do that with Ireland bad because my grandpa's mother, family, all of them are from Ireland right off the boat. And I think you have to like, but he was born here. I think you have to like he would have to get dual citizenship before
get
it. And I tried to talk to him about it and he didn't seem convinced.
It's super weird.
What I was talking about.
My
so
mom is 100% Italian, but my dad's grandparents naturalized later than my mom's grandparents.
Got it.
So my dad's less Italian, but he has to get citizenship first. And through him, we can get it. But we can all get it at the same time.
Got it.
But my mom has to wait for my dad to get it. And then she can get it, like, through marriage.
Because she can't get it through
because she can't get it. Because her grandparents or grandfather, I'm not sure, a distant relative, didn't naturalize naturalize, like, very early, right away.
Right.
And there's like a certain cutoff date. I don't know what the date is, but
interesting. And that's what it is. So I worry about that. But that's interesting. I might ask you more questions about that so I can get my
grandpa
to it. But he might not. Again, it might be something to do with it. There was a whole bunch of shit.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. Why are we talking about that? Oh yeah, ancestry. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. So we'll have to
maybe someone we'll caught a hair from the show.
That's what I'm
a
saying.
Hair flew off her head.
Yeah, hair flew off her head. They saw
and they
it.
Grabbed
they got
it in a plastic bag. Yeah.
And now they're submitting to ancestry.com and trying to steal her identity as well.
Oh shit, Taylor, watch out, girl.
Taylor, watch.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, literally.
Taylor, watch.
That's hilarious.
So, yeah, interesting stuff. I don't know. Last on our list.
Oh.
Jason Kelce.
Oh, I wanted to bring up one more thing before we bring up Jason Kelce. I thought this clip was so funny about how Taylor saw Travis's SNL episode. And she was like, oh, my God, he's funny.
Oh, my
funny.
God, yes. With the Lonely Island guys.
Yeah, the
not
Please
Lonely
End
Island,
This.
Sorry. The
Please End This.
No, that's here. Please End This is
oh,
Tommy Smokes.
Sorry.
What are they?
Please do not destroy.
Do not destroy. Yeah, please yeah, don't destroy. Do not destroy, guys. Yeah, for those who don't remember, they're the ones that did the, the like Virgin song with Pete Davidson, and Taylor Swift is in the end, and she plays the song. It's why is this in my head right now?
Three sad virgins. What?
Three sad virgins. That song that Taylor did with them.
Yeah.
Pete Davidson was involved as well, and so those
when she
guys
came on,
went on to the show. So now you tell the rest.
Yeah, when she came on for that song, mm-hmm. Travis had already hosted SNL, mm-hmm. and she said to them like, "Oh, he's so funny, like he's cute," and they wanted to share her saying that, but they like didn't want to get in trouble or anything. Right. So they were like, "I don't even know if I can say it right now,"
which is really cute and funny. Yeah.
Taylor and Travis Kelce, like before they got together.
Yes.
We, and we can cut this out if you guys don't want to say this, but like she,
what?
Should I say that? She kind of told us that she watched his SNL episode.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And was like, saw him in our video and was like, oh, this guy seems funny.
Oh, that's sweet.
Cool. Yeah. So, like, a little bit brought them together and we were like,
it's just cute, like, brought them together. She like saw him and he's so, like, oh, he's funny.
That's so cute.
Mastermind.
I do think. Wait, you know what we should do? We should do more math on that.
Oh my God, no, any more math, please.
Not
I can't.
Not math. No, I really can't either. Not math. I'm more so like, I got to balance this on my boobs right now. It's the only place it will stay. Because otherwise it's going to fall on my lap. Let's see. When did...
Oh, Travis host SNL.
Travis host SNL.
Yeah.
He hosted SNL on, oh my God, March 4th of last year.
Okay.
And then when did Taylor Swift do Three Sad Virgins?
Yeah.
Oh, that was November 6th.
Of last year?
Of 2023? Was it that recent?
I guess so. November, December, January. What? It feels like that was forever ago.
No. That was 2021. 2021.
Is when she came on?
Is when she did Three Sad Virgins.
Oh, so maybe it was... Wait, maybe they say. But I don't think they say when she came on. Because then it definitely wasn't then. Oh, it was Three Sad Virgins.
No, right, because that's the only thing that she ever did with them was that.
Yeah.
And Travis Kelce, like, before they got together.
Yeah, it says Taylor saw Travis's SNL.
Well, I'm fact-checking right now, and it doesn't look like... It looks like Travis hosted after Taylor did Three Sad Virgins.
Huh.
Because she didn't go on it again, did she? Because she did. She was in that Three Sad Virgins, and then she also performed. She also performed whatever it's called, All Too Well 10-minute version at the same time.
Yeah, I don't know. That's weird.
Oh wait, okay. So Team Up with Don't Destroy cast November 2021 when blah 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 Three Sad Virgins. Kelce teamed up with the Please Don't Destroy for a short video during the episode of the show he hosted a year ago. Blah, blah, blah. Kelce and Swift both returned to SNL on October 14th. We knew that. You know, can I be real? I think these guys are full of shit.
Oh, shit.
This doesn't line up.
Yeah, wait. That doesn't make sense.
She worked with them in 2021.
Yeah.
For Three Sad Virgins. And I loved that. Hilarious. But it was also right around the time that Red Taylor's version came out.
Yeah.
And Travis Kelce didn't host until last March. 2023.
So are these guys full of shit?
Are you guys trying to get a little clout going?
Yeah.
That's what
weird.
I smell a rat. I would like, all right, if we are mistaken, let us know.
Yeah, let us know, please.
When Taylor would have been working with the Please Don't Destroy guys and had told them, we saw Travis.
Yeah.
And now that I'm thinking about it, absolutely that they're going on. Like, that was a lie. Yes. Watch that clip. In that, with that mindset of them just trying to like get headlines, even the way he said it was like, I don't know if you guys want to talk about it, like whatever. And they're with Mike Birbiglia, who did Taylor Swift's Antihero music video with them. They're cloud chasing. The Please Don't Destroy guys are cloud chasing. And I love them. I love them, to be clear. But that doesn't line up.
Yeah, that doesn't line up.
And we are the detectives to tell you that.
Shit.
Sorry. Sorry to them. You can't squeeze it past us.
Big fat liars.
We're going to check the dates. Yeah. We're going to check the receipts and check the timestamps.
Fact check. I was looking through the replies and no one was saying anything.
I know. Because who's going to sit here and look up the dates like us? That's why you need us at Taylor Watch.
Yeah. Facts.
Anyway.
Facts. Okay,
if we're wrong, let us know. Give us the example.
Now let's go to the hard part of the episode.
The hard part of the episode. So long, farewell.
Vita, say goodbye. Goodbye.
To Jason Kelce.
The best center to ever go through football and history, NFL history, Philadelphia Eagles history. He will be missed greatly. His vibes, his character, his personality, everything about him, his talent.
Ugh.
It's just so sad. He was an emotional wreck today.
Holy shit.
And I don't blame him.
How long was that speech? An hour?
It's like, no. It ended 30
minutes at least.
Yeah, it was like 30 minutes. I mean.
Which, so fine. Yeah. So fine. I didn't expect it to be a 30-minute speech when I pulled up to watch.
I would say it was more like 20-ish. It ended like right around the time you.
Did it start right when I came up?
Yes.
I see. Okay.
And so, yeah, it ended like. When he started talking about, like,
Kylie.
Like, right around the Kylie Donna part is when it ended.
Got it.
But, yeah, it's super sad. Travis was there. Donna was there. Kylie was there. Ed was there. The whole family was there. Mm-hmm. It literally was like a funeral procession.
It was kind of
so
crazy.
Sad. And, you know, it's just very... I know I've said this a million fucking times, but every time I see the Kelce brothers, it just really is so refreshing to see, like, these, like... I don't want to say like meatheads, but like these macho guys, like I play football. I'm huge. I have a beard. And then like, you know, they come up and they start to get super emotional and they're like, they cry on camera and they talk about like who helped them and who helped them succeed. And, you know, it wasn't just me. I've had this whole backbone of people like supporting me throughout my career. And yeah, it's always just very nice to see like a man showing his emotions
being
and being vulnerable. And yeah.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And I think that, for me at least, is what makes the Kelces so endearing.
Yes.
Specifically Jason, because I think Jason really, he looks the most like big macho man.
Yeah.
Like Travis does too, but Jason is like, you know, grizzly bear.
Yeah.
And you would never think in a million years that a guy like that would be crying on a podium for 20 minutes. And did we say it was his retirement? Yes. He's retiring from the NFL.
Yes, he's retiring. Yeah,
retiring from the
This was like his official statement. Yeah.
His official statement. He called a press conference and he wrote a speech detailing his whole career, thanking everybody that's helped him, thanking his family profusely.
Yeah.
Mentioning Travis.
It's funny because like when he first started, it really sounded like he was about to recite a poem because he was like, oh, the dew on the grass.
Yes, yeah. He started out being like, the dew on the morning grass of the field.
And I was like, damn, like he's taking a page out of T-Swift's book and he's about to like have a little poem. Yeah.
Or reading a poem.
And it was
right now.
Super, super heartfelt. And like you could just tell that he just loved the sport so much.
Totally.
And people showed some clips of Travis and Travis wore sunglasses inside, obviously, because he got very emotional too. But yeah, and the way that Jason talks about Travis, like,
it's just so sweet.
It's so sweet. Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm so lucky to have this brother that I love so much. That we've been through everything together, and then to come to a city where it's like city of brotherly love. Ugh. Like, I feel that brotherly love in both ways. Like, it's just so. Jessica said it. She was like, he's the best big brother ever.
The best.
Like,
the best.
So, so sweet. He loves Travis so much.
He's
just
so caring.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's so caring.
Such a good role model.
Great.
So it's just.
He loves his family.
And it's so reassuring to know that, like, those are the people that Travis has grown up with. So it's like, obviously, like, Taylor's, like, very lucky with the family that she's found herself in because they just seem so genuine and so sweet.
They are truly some of the most wonderful people. And and I think that this was probably a really hard thing for Jason to do. I feel like it's really hard for anyone to step away from something you love so much, genuinely love.
Yeah.
And it's not because he doesn't love it anymore. It's because, like,
he's just older.
Getting old.
Yeah.
He's getting old.
He was like,
he's
I want to be
himself.
Yeah.
Hurt himself. You know what I mean? And that's, he's already been
he's,
hurt.
When,
like,
he does, when they
know.
Do the tush push, he's at the bottom of the fucking pile.
Completely. Yeah. And you can only do that for so many years. He's at 14 years.
Yeah.
And that's a long fucking time.
Yeah, he
that's
got drafted
a massive
like, yeah.
career.
And he was like, I want to be able to, like, bend down and, like, pick
completely.
Up my kids. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
you shouldn't. And he's only, like, what, 36?
Yeah, he's
like
something
that?
Like that, 36.
He's not even 40. And it's like, with he's done such a good job and like done his job hard and you know what I mean
yes
like he's
36 yeah
their jobs are you know football player job is different than you know the regular Joe Schmo sitting by a desk 9 to 5 like,
yeah
it's not the
especially,
same thing
especially the
hit
Eagles
in the head the Eagles
yeah like
everything.
You know it's such a tough
totally
team
tough.
To stay and he stayed with the Eagles for his whole career,
the whole
which
time,
is
which is awesome.
Not many players get to say that.
Yep.
So it yeah, just I'm really, really happy for him.
Same.
I know it must be such a hard decision.
Totally.
But yeah.
What do you think of the rumors that Travis is not far behind?
I wouldn't be surprised about that either, honestly.
I wouldn't either.
He's had 3 Super Bowls under his belt.
Mm-hmm.
He's 34.
Mm-hmm.
People like 34 is so young. But
yes.
in football years.
Football is old.
That's old.
Yeah.
Older at least.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, he's been in the NFL forever, too. Like, I would not be surprised if he retires. I'd say maybe 2 or 3 more years.
I agree completely.
Yeah.
I think he probably will retire, like, at the same time Jason did
yeah.
in his career.
Yeah.
You know? But,
yeah.
But I think that they've done a really good job paving the way for life after football.
Mm.
And I think that their podcast is one of them.
Yeah.
And I think that Jason oftentimes will go on and do commentary like
yeah,
on the side
yeah, yeah.
if he's not playing. And I think that that football will always be a part of his life
yeah.
and it will continue to be a part
yeah.
of his life.
He'll definitely do some
life.
Sort of
but
commentary
in like
a or color commentary.
Sense,
yeah,
yes,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which I'll love. Ooh, if Jason Kelce starts getting on the thing,
he's so funny. He's
going.
So awesome. Like
I'm
he
watching.
Should yeah, yeah. I feel like he
totally.
Could even do like his own like Philly sports show. Like, I don't know. He has so much potential.
He's great.
He's just so great.
Extremely
he's so
charismatic.
Funny. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Really funny. Great. Again, family values, all of it. Just a wonderful guy. And
yeah.
And a wonderful career. And congratulations
yeah.
to him.
Yeah, congratulations.
And
we'll miss
him
you.
Dearly.
We will
yeah.
miss you
we'll
a
miss
lot less next year. Goddamn.
Precious.
Christ
precious.
Is going to be.
I did like in his speech where he said something like, and even though this year truly sucked.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He's
like,
you know,
this year just sucked.
Yep. Yep.
Like, what a man. What a way with words.
What a way with words.
Yeah. But he's fucking right. It did suck. Mm-hmm. And like, it's such, that's such a hard ending to end your career on. To
absolutely.
Be like, you know, like we started off the season like fucking like 9-0 or something like that, and then we just had an ultimate collapse, and to just end it on one of the worst seasons, it's like, damn, that must be very, very hard, because it's like, what, one more?
Right.
You just can't.
You can't keep saying one more,
yeah.
one more, especially when, you know, I hate terms like over the hump and stuff like that, but with this, it is that.
And football
like,
is so
that.
Dangerous to your
right.
to your physical and
yes.
your mental health.
Yes.
So it's like, you want to be fully.
You want to be tip top.
Yeah.
And if
yeah.
if you start,
and he has three
and you're not tip top anymore.
Yeah.
yeah
three
yeah.
young daughters, one who was very recently born,
like a brand new baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah.
I don't
fresh
even think
out
that
the
baby's
womb.
A year old.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe
so.
A year, but. Yeah.
So it's family time
congrats
now.
Congrats to him.
Yeah.
I bet Kylie's happy.
Oh, I'm sure.
Like,
Kylie wanted him to retire after the Super Bowl.
After
yeah.
Super Bowl. Yeah. Of course.
But,
and that's what I'm saying. He's got us. It's not like he's never won. It's not like he's,
yeah.
you know what I mean? So,
and he had his like, yeah. Yeah. Me too. Love you, Jason.
Love you, Jason. Member of the family.
Yeah.
Love Travis for supporting him, giving, you know, crying in the stands for him.
Yeah.
Love that. It's
yeah.
So sweet.
So sweet.
But yeah. So that's all that, I think.
Yeah, that's kind of it.
What do you think of my hair today? I had to...
it's giving Taylor post with the curl. Taylor with the curl, you know?
She
like
said
when she's
thing.
When it's a little frizzy.
Exactly.
Not frizzy in a bad
no,
way,
no,
but like...
No, frizzy for real.
Yeah.
She said a funny thing over the weekend. She was like, oh, as you can see, the humidity has restored my hair back to its factory settings.
Yeah, oh, that's funny.
I was
funny.
Like, that's exactly what my hair is right
yeah.
now.
No, it looks so cute.
I cannot remember a day that I haven't blow dried my hair or straightened my hair or blew it out or something.
Oh.
And over the weekend I was like having a panic, being like, I need to give my hair a break. And so for like 3 days I've like just washed my hair and then let it dry by itself.
Yeah.
And I did that this morning to see how it would look at work, and it's not great. So I probably won't wear my hair like this again at work. But it, you
did
know
you put
so
anything
annoying?
In it?
I did. I put a little mousse, but it just still doesn't. Yeah. You know, I woke up early so I could shower and let it dry by itself. It's just that I am not good with my curls. I never have my curls.
Yeah, my
out.
Curls are gone now because I've just fried them away.
I never, and so but I don't want mine to fry away, but I also just am not good at, I don't know how to even style them because I never wear them.
Yeah, yeah.
But here's what's annoying as fuck. Is it I'll go home and I'll sleep on this hair. Tomorrow it's going to look fucking awesome. Oh. Like, it's going to look amazing tomorrow, but there'll be like a few pieces that are stupid.
Yeah, yeah.
So we'll see how it goes tomorrow.
You just get good heat protectant.
That's what everybody says, yeah.
Yeah.
I've been using good shit, though. Like,
my
hair's
good
heat protectant.
Dead. I
just think I've been killing my hair my whole life.
Yeah,
so
same.
It's tough.
I'm done bleaching my hair.
And
I'm
my
done.
Bangs are too long to have in my face. I was just, I couldn't
do
it.
You got the bangs
coming out of my Parvati headband.
Yeah, very cute.
Traitors. Are you watching Traitors?
No.
Oh, Gia.
I thought you were talking about Parvati Harry Potter.
No. That's, yes.
Parvati?
That's Parvati.
Yeah.
But, Parvati Patil.
What
but
Harry
no,
Potter
from...
Squishmallow did you get?
Oh my god! So I'm glad that you brought that up because
I got Hedwig.
I currently in my cart have Hedwig and
the snake. I was I
haven't purchased because I need to choose one. I cannot get both.
Yes, that's what I was thinking too.
My dilemma is I already have a Hedwig stuffed animal.
Oh, then get the snake.
You think I should get
the
snake?
Yes.
But the Hedwig
Squishmallow
is so cute.
Me and Jessica both got the Hedwigs.
I know she showed me.
But this, I really was considering
the snake.
Is
also really
the snake's
cute
so
too.
Cute with the Slytherin scarf.
Oh, but
yeah.
Look at Hedwig.
I know, Hedwig. He looks so plump. Really so plump. Yeah.
And the snake is plump too. So I didn't even know this existed. Like, no one told
me. Jessica sent me it yesterday.
No, she told
me. I know,
she sent me yesterday the newer ones. But I didn't know, like, these existed already.
Oh, those already existed.
That's what she said. Apparently the house ones already existed, and I had no idea. And I said, well, what the fuck? And I think, maybe the snake. Snake is where it's at.
Yeah, I feel like you need that.
With his little tongue.
I know, he's so cute. He's so cute.
Oh, I just love a little snuggly pillow baby.
Ugh,
anyway.
So do I.
So, I think that's pretty much that.
Yeah.
Next time you see me, my hair will be back to normal.
Yeah. On Thursday, she's going to have glowing
Thursday
luscious,
have glow, yeah,
silky
glowing
hair.
A big-ass blowout on
Thursday,
probably.
Yeah, yeah,
oh, that, speaking of, if you guys are listening now and you want to call or text... in for Thursday.
Yeah,
the
I
number
post that graphic.
Is here it is. The number is 347-450-0723. I need to do my best to memorize that because usually I have no problem memorizing a number to repeat.
Yeah, I know. It's a weird number to memorize.
I haven't been 347-450-0723.
347-450-0723.
347-450-0723. All right. So call us, text us. Or DM the Taylor Watch Instagram if you would like your voicemail, text, thoughts featured
please.
For our
we
Thursday
We love it.
Episode.
We love it.
We record on Wednesday mid-afternoon, so just make sure you get it in before then if you want it featured this week.
Yep.
Potentially. And that's about it.
Slay.
See you next week.
Thanks, guys.
See you on Thursday.
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Love you guys.